From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hump Day.
Hump Day. It is National Have a Coke Day today. So in your neighborhood, Coke, soda pop,
Coke.
That's a Texas thing.
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing today.
Texas,
from our Texas
Southern-ish, yeah.
Contingent.
Everything is a Coke.
Pop apparently is the Northeast, Midwest, and in Canada, there's some argument over soda and pop.
Yes.
But
I've never called it a pop.
I never have either. I mean, usually I call it Coke.
Being in California for so long, I'll say soda sometimes.
Yeah, because we say stupid things. Like instead of saying grocery store, we say market. I'm going to the market. Who says that crap?
Who
says that crap?
Not me.
And it's a shopping cart, not a basket. I always call it a basket. But no, that's not a basket. Basket's something you hold on to. I hold on to the basket at Target all the time after I use the wipes on it, you know, because it's kind of gross. But anyway.
Always use the wipes.
I digress.
But everything's a Coke.
Have a Coke and a smile.
I'm fixing to have a Coke.
Yeah, fixing to. All right, it is fixing to time to... No, I didn't do that right. Let me back up.
You didn't
up.
Do that right.
We're fixing to
do the news.
All right. See, I'm a horrible Texan. All right, what's going on today, Coke?
Well, day 58...
Are you kidding
...of our national nightmare.
Oh, my God. Will it never end?
Lori Loughlin is reportedly becoming more and more confident.
Oh.
Yeah.
What makes her more confident?
She feels more and more confident that she's not going to go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
In the whole college admission cheating scam.
I don't know if they're going to go to jail. But you know what? They might. Especially since they're being so bold not to plead.
Bold.
Guilty. Yes. Just plead guilty like everybody else. Take the reduced sentence and go.
Well, Lori and her designer husband, Prison Orange Massimo. They believe that they will be acquitted.
Okay.
If they head to trial for allegedly paying $500,000.
Allegedly.
To bribe their daughter's way to USC.
Yeah, because the daughters are of interest to the FBI now.
Yes.
They might just throw their daughters under the bus. We don't have as many years as you guys do left. You take a hit for mom and dad.
I'm hoping Hallmark will take me back. Or Lifetime Hallmark or whatever.
Is never taking her back.
Or Fuller House, or
you know who propped up today though?
Who?
Sorry, just a shiny, Billy Bush. Billy Bush has now got a new show. He's coming out this fall. He's taking over Extra Extra.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? He said he got advice from his first cousin. Who's his first cousin? Do you think?
It's not Mario Lopez.
No. Former President George Bush is his first cousin. He said when the whole thing came out about the Trump thing, he actually reached out to W, and W said, he said, sometimes it's okay not to be so extraordinary. He goes, go live a regular life. That's what he said. He said, don't sweat it. So he did
Good
for
advice.
3 years, and now he's got this gig. So, all right, sorry. Digressed.
Interesting.
It's because I'm really tired of Lori Loughlin.
Yes,
so
I know.
So tired of Lori Loughlin.
Oh, Aunt Becky, put a sock in it. Well, the more that the attorneys look into the alleged evidence against them, the better they feel about the case.
They're crack-smoking attorneys, obviously.
Not to be confused with crack attorneys.
Crack-smoking. Yeah, got to add the smoking in there. Look, what do they think they're going to do? There are 100 people that are being drummed up on charges for this stupid thing. They're all going to be paying, going to jail, pleading guilty, what have you. And what kind of lawyers say, hey... You know what? When you go into that conference room with that meeting with everybody else that you work with, if they're all wearing suit jackets, take yours off. And if they're not, put yours on so you can be noticed. So you can be different than the other 100 people who are going to jail for the same thing.
Sounds like you know this from experience.
I do. Well, the jacket thing, not the jail thing. I've never been to jail yet.
Have you been to court?
Yeah. Yeah, I have, but not for me. I've actually been a witness. I've been on the witness stand.
Oh.
Witness or witless. I don't know. One of the two. I was a witless witness. There you go. Court. Yeah.
Well, they face up to 20 years each.
But I think they're going to get some. They won't get 20.
They won't get 20.
They won't get 20, but they might get a couple.
I think that if they got nothing, it would be a slap in the face to the legal system.
Not like we don't have enough.
That's true.
Like we don't have enough of that.
Blacklisted?
Blacklisted who?
Chloe?
What you talking about, Willis?
The Who Cares News has learned that Chloe is the only one out of her family that did not get invited to the 2019 Met Gala.
What?
Why?
No, crazy. That's cray.
Now, according to a source close to the Kardashians, it wasn't because they feel that her DNA is different.
That she's OJ's daughter. We didn't say
Chloe
that out loud.
Was blacklisted from the event because Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour thinks that she's too C-list to be
there. What? Well, they kind of all are C-list. Better to be C-list than D-bag. Anyway.
Ah, but a bum.
That's
true.
That's the title for today's episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Tip your servers. Drive safely. Anyway, she's a C-lister.
Follow that.
Holy crap, she's a C-lister. Why are we doing this story if she's a C-lister? Oh, that's because it's us.
All right, so in all honesty, according to the source, Courtney and Chloe have never been invited until this year when Court was invited but chose to stay home in support of Chloe. Now, why would Courtney be invited over Chloe?
She's the least interesting looking sister of them all. She's the big sister, right? She's
Courtney,
40.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Then it's Kim. Then it's Chloe's the baby.
Yes.
Until the Jenners come. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Gotcha. You know who I don't think she went? Was Halle Berry. I don't think she went to the Met Gala either. But she's in a movie, doggone it, this summer. It's about damn time. It's taken, 4 years for her to get a movie?
Well,
and
she went
in it with Keanu Reeves.
Years ago?
I don't know. I pulled that out of the air.
Yeah, it's been longer than 4 years.
Shut up. Come on now. She had a TV series for a while.
She did?
Yeah, it got canceled.
Oh, yeah.
That thing or whatever it was. Yeah.
That's been a while.
A couple of years. I don't
know. More than that.
Well, I'll look it up and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Actually, I'll have my people. I don't look up anything anymore because I'm, you know, highfalutin. All right. Have a good day. I'm not really. See you mañana. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.